The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
The weather may be cooling down, but the savings are heating up at your local Sears Auto Center. This Labor Day, you could get four durable all-season diehard tires and only pay for three. Plus, you'll also get a $100 Sears award card to use on future purchases. Great savings backed with a 70,000 mileage warranty. Die hard, don't wait. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a Sears near you and take advantage of this Labor Day sale. Installation required. Exclusions may apply. Offer valid now through September 9th.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister. Mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
This song is not for you if you've never cried a river or had your heart broken too. This song is not for you if every day you wake up the skies are blue. But this is for anyone. No matter how you break, the pain won't let you get through. But you try and you try.
If you love judging others, but you make the same mistake.
Song is not for you. If you think your name is Jesus and forget you're in need of grace.
But this is for anybody who needs a little mercy just to make it through the day.
Oh, but you try
and you try.
Still realize.
Oh, they say that it's over for you.
But you're a miracle today, and God has always made a way. If you have food to eat, a place to sleep, and you really can't complain.
If you're a miracle.
today. Great morning, everybody. Great morning. Thank you for chiming into The Grind this morning. Great to see and be able to look at each and every one of you on my switchboard. You know, thank you guys for jumping on and chiming in. You know, today is a great day. We're definitely going to rise and grind. And as you heard the song say, you know, perfect people. This song isn't for you if you haven't been through some stuff, you know. If you haven't been through some pain, if you haven't been through some strife in your life, then this song isn't for you. And so that absolutely means that this song is for everybody. Everybody's been through some pain in their life, either directly or indirectly, you know. And that's what we really want to talk about this morning. I want to talk about a little bit of pain. I know it's not a most popular topic, but, you know, sometimes we have to talk about the things that aren't popular in order to, you know, get ourselves in track and get back in line and do the things we need to do and the learning lessons from the pain that we need to learn. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about pain this morning. And you know, it's one of those topics that we want to grind on and we want to bridge some gaps on because, you know, when you think you don't, you know, you have everything figured out, you really don't. You're going through some pain and you don't, and sometimes you suffer silently. People don't know, you know, that you're going through pain. And you know, there's different types and different levels of pain, as we'll find out as we talk a little further. But, you know, typically when that pain starts, you know, you simply want that pain to stop, right? But it's not always that easy, as a lot of you know. You know, all pain just isn't bad pain, though. All pain is not bad pain. It depends on just how hard and how frequent that pain is. You know, pain is a part of everything we do. It's a part of life. You know, the only thing you can do is embrace it and use it because it's going to happen. If it's a part of everything we do, then pain is going to happen. You know, physical pain, mental pain, they both hurt. I mean, sometimes I'd much rather have some physical pain as opposed to the mental pain, you know, but they hurt equally, just in different ways. You know, we were designed to grow through our pain. We were designed to grow through our pain. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it's growth, but we were designed to grow through that pain, you know, hence the old saying that I know now to be true, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know, I didn't realize that as a kid growing up, you know, then I started, you know, went into the military and I realized, wow, you know, I got stronger from being in the military. So I realized that saying was definitely true. I didn't die, but so what didn't kill me made me stronger. You know, but every time we heal, you've heard it before, we heal stronger. The doctor will tell you that broken bones heal stronger, muscles and ligaments heal stronger because it adds more fibers and the bones get even stronger. But, you know, there's something that we have to do in order to make those muscles and ligaments stronger. We have to learn from what just happened, and we have to do the right things in order for those bones and ligaments to heal. And that's on the physical level, right? But every time we face a tragedy, you know, we have to mentally heal as well. And every time we face that tragedy, we heal stronger and wiser. You know, the trick to benefiting from anything in life is that we learn from it the first time, right? We learn from the lesson the first time. And the real trick is learning from it the first time and knowing how to use it to help others through that same type of pain. You know, it's that mental tenacity that you need and that physical toughness. You know, you hear people always say, you know, I have a high threshold for pain or I can't take pain and things of that nature. But when you learn the lesson that the pain is teaching, at that point, you're less likely to keep having to go through that pain, right? You're less likely to go through it when you learn the lesson. But, you know, there's no real thing as painkillers. I mean, we get the physical painkillers and it subsides the pain, right? But, you know, what about that pain that we go through, that mental pain, that mental anguish? You know, what about that pain? We can take the oxycodone and the Percocet and all of those type of painkillers, and those painkillers give us that physical relief. But even in that, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, you know, rest, as the doctor said, rest, and don't use that body part, you know, as instructed by the doctor. If we don't do the right thing, then that when that painkiller wears off, then the pain is still going to be there. So we have to be obedient to what needs to happen, what's necessary in order for us to basically grow, you know, and learn through that pain. Because if we keep using the same old, you know, muscles that we know or the same bone, we try to keep using it, then that pain is going to be constant, right? You know, pain of some sort is definitely constant in life. But, you know, even if you're not personally going through the pain, let's just say you didn't break your leg, you didn't go through the tragedy, you know, someone that you know, is going through some pain, is happening around you. So, and it can possibly affect you. And a lot of times, you know, it does. It affects you. Now, here's what I believe. I believe that there are three types of pain. Three types of pain. There's past, current, and future. Past, current, and future. There are also three levels of pain. There's severe, moderate, and mild. So when you really assess your life right now, what type of pain are you in? And what level are you experiencing, or what level are you at right now? And if you're really, I guess, honest with yourself, then you'll start to, you know, you realize that, okay, maybe I'm going through a lot of past issues that I can't let go that keep haunting me. So you know, because these issues are haunting me, you know, I'm in a severe level of pain. Or, you know, your past levels could just be, you know, right now it's moderate. But let's just say now you're going through something currently, and you're like, wow, this is a lot of pain, and it's severe. So you have to assess where you are right now. What type of pain are you in, and what's the level of pain? When you assess that and you're honest with yourself, then now you can start figuring out how I get to the ideal type and level of pain. Because pain is constant. It's going to happen regardless, right? We just said that. But the ideal type and level of pain is future and mild. Future and mild. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like just shaking the crap out of somebody that you know keeps doing the same thing over and over again, same mistakes, not learning from the lessons that the pain is giving them, but they just keep doing it? And then you start saying, well, maybe they just like the pain. Maybe they just love that severe, you know, past and current pain. Maybe they just love it. And maybe if you're going through the pain in the past and current, then the future pain is going to be even worse. So we all have those people in our lives that we feel like shaking. Heck, you may be listening to me today. You may be the person that somebody wants to shake the crap out of and wake up. Who knows? You know, but you just never know. Me personally, I want friends in my life that are going to be able to call me up and tell me, you know, hey, Nate, you know, this, and we need to do something different, you know, over there on your end or something like that. Now, if that person is telling me that, then that simply means that person is in my circle. That's my friend that I trust and believe in. So I can take, you know, I can actually take some advice from them. I allow them to sow into my life. If you don't feel that you're that level of friend, then that means you're probably not supposed to be the person that's supposed to shake the crap out of me and wake me up. All right. So you got to figure out who that person is. So let me ask you this on a personal level, though. On a personal level, have you ever just felt like stopping, you know, at what you felt was like the sweet spot in your life? It's the sweet spot, that spot that's constant pain, but that spot where the pain just isn't as strong as another spot, as your past. So you're in the current, and you're like, okay, look, let me stop right here, because everything around you seems to be slowing down, and you and your friends are all doing good, because you told yourself that that okay is the new good. You know, we do that, right? We do that. We say that you know, good, the bad is the new good, and young is the old is the new young, whatever we tell ourselves. But we tell ourselves a lot of things. So we, in the same light, we tell ourselves that, you know, okay is the new good. We will never come out of our mouths and physically say that okay is the new good. We will never say that. But consciously, you know, you've settled okay life with other okay people. You settle for an okay life with other okay people that say, you know what, okay is the new good. And so everything around you appears to be slowing down. You know, so you feel like I'm in a good spot. The pain's not that bad right here. When I don't move left, I don't move right, I don't move forward, and, you know, I'm not moving backwards. Right here is a sweet spot. I feel comfortable right here. I'm going to stay right here because I found some people that like being right here with me, and we're all okay together, right? But when people ask you, you know, how you're doing, you know, we've been taught to say, oh, I'm awesome. You know, because you don't want them to know that you're just okay. You don't want them to know that. So you say, I'm awesome. You know, you don't want anybody to know that, right? So we've been taught to call those things that are not as though they were, right? And that's okay. You want to be positive. But we leave out the part that says you got to work for it. If a man don't work, he don't eat. You got to go out there and grind, and you got to go take what's yours, and you got to, you know, go out and get up out of the bed, and you got to actually do something. You have to actually go out and be committed and be consistent to something. But we stop at that point when we say, oh, I'm going to call those things that are not as though they were. But we stop. So I'm awesome should be translated in your mind as I'm awesome, but boom, I still got to get out and I still got to get grinding to make all of this awesomeness a reality, something tangible, something mentally stable for me to say, I really am awesome. I'm doing great. Then awesome goes into I'm good, because you start to realize that you're really not doing awesome because you're really not putting in the work to make it a reality. So you're awesome and telling the world that everything is great, and then you start to realize it starts to hit you. And you know what? I'm really not doing anything, because the one person that you can't really hide from is you. You can't hide from yourself. When you look in the mirror every morning, everything you do, you got to come back to yourself. Break all the mirrors in your house. It's the only way you won't ever see yourself. But it's a reality that you're going to have to put in the work in order to make what you're saying is awesome a reality. So, you know, a lot of us get in that sweet spot and we close our eyes and we just deal with where we are, right? So, yeah, a lot of you guys may remember that ride. I remember that ride just came to mind, the teacup. I remember when you get on the teacup, and some of you are smiling because you know what I'm saying. You remember that teacup. Some of you are cringing because you know what the teacup did to you, right? When you get on that teacup, you put your head down. When that thing starts to roll, you close your eyes because you don't want to get dizzy and you don't want to throw up. So you know that your body is moving 1,000 miles an hour, and you're twirling around, and if you open your eyes, you're gonna get dizzy. But when you say, you know, open my eyes, you open your eyes and everything's blurry around you. And there's always that one kid, all right? There's always that one kid. Some of y'all raised your hand. That was me. I can tell you that was me. I was the dude spinning the wheel. I'm spinning the wheel, right? And you wonder, the one kid is always spinning the wheel, and you're wondering, how in the world is he not getting dizzy? How is she not throwing up or getting dizzy? What's happening? Because that kid never closed their eyes. They never put their head down. They decided to consciously move with the teacup. And when they started to spin it, they were spinning it at their own pace, and they got accustomed to the ramp up of the speed. And they're looking at everybody else in the teacup laughing so hard, they're about to throw up, just laughing at y'all. Got your head down, your chin tucked in your chest, and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to make it off this ride? I should have never got on this ride. But that's how life is. That's what happens in life. The ride starts, everything around us constantly moves. We decide to stick our chin in our chest and put our heads down, and we don't know what's going on around us because we hit a sweet spot in life. We hit a little sweet spot, and we say, you know what, I'm good right here. We get a little tax money, you know, or we get a little head you know, somebody blesses you with something, or, you know, something finally goes in your favor. And we say, keep it right here. Stop right there. Don't move a muscle. This is where I want to be. And we get time whooped and caught up in that one moment. And we think that that one moment is going to take us to the end of eternity. So it's like that teacup ride. When you finally pick your head up and you bring your vision back into focus, you finally get everything back focused, you become aware of what's really going on around you, and you realize that things didn't really slow down. You did. You literally stopped. You stopped moving. But everybody else around you is constantly pushing, constantly grinding. So then you start to realize certain things, because now, you know, you move out of your sweet spot, which may be your neighborhood, which may be just the south side or the east side, the west side or the north side, whatever it is. You move out of your comfort zone area and you start moving into other parts of the world, and you start noticing, man, these people are doing great. And these people are smiling. These people are happy. Their kids are going to, you know, great schools. Their kids got this, they got that. It's not all about materialism, but people are just happy. And you wonder, what the heck are they doing? Because they didn't put their chin in their chest. They didn't put their head down. They kept ebbing and flowing. They kept ducking and dodging. They kept punching while everything was moving. They kept grinding. It's like the lion, man. I love the lion. And you know, you have to choose what you're going to be, but I love the lion. You know, so you got the lion, and the lion is always going to chase its food, right? And I love to watch those Animal Kingdom type pictures, and you see the lion chasing, you know, some animals, and some animals are super slow, and you're like, you're not going to get away from that lion. It's just not going to happen. But they're trying. They're running the fastest they've ever run in their life, but it's just not fast enough. And the lion has a meal for the day. The lion could have went without eating for 5 or 6 days, a week sometimes. But that lion has a meal because it found some slow prey. But then there's always that fast. That's that gazelle. That gazelle is super fast, right? The gazelle knows that if it stops, it's all over. It's going to be lion food, right? So that gazelle is prepared to run until its heart bursts out of his chest, because he knows that all I have to do is outlast the lion. The lion is bigger than me. It's not faster than me. It's bigger than me. It's more ferocious than me. It's a meat eater. I just eat grass. I'm either going to be the consumed or the consumer. I can't be the consumer here because I can't eat the lion. So I got to outrun the lion, and I'm faster than the lion. So I just got to keep up. I'm winning in this thing. All right. But the lion knows if I don't catch the gazelle, I may not eat for another 3 days. But in that chase, somebody has to lose. Somebody has to lose. But the lion is smart. The lion will chase you into other lions. So they work together, right? They work together. See, that's what I want my friends to be. I want my friends to be people that work with me, not against me. Okay. The people that can tell me that something is going wrong in my life, you know, that may not be what I think it is, because they have buy-in. They care about me. See, some of y'all got friendship mixed up. Some of y'all are afraid to tell your friends what they really, what's really going on in their life, because you're afraid they're going to get mad at you. So maybe they're just not your friend. Maybe not. Maybe you just don't want to go through that drama, them telling you that it ain't wrong. Hey, whatever it is what it is. But I know I want my friends to be like the lions that are waiting for the along the way. You know, so no matter how fast the gazelle is, that gazelle is not fast enough to dodge what they can't see. Can't see it. It's too late. Once you finally see it, you feel it before you see it. So all you feel is that lion grabbing the gazelle feels that lion grabbing the neck. And they do that so that they cut off the air circulation. Once you do that, it's a wrap. Right? It's too late. Ain't no other gazelle going to come over and help you. There's another gazelle. No other. They're too busy running for their own lives. They're like, man, the lion is chasing. I'm out. They don't care about Henry over there. They don't care about Sally. Sally's getting chased by the gazelle. Everybody's like, well, I can't do nothing for her. I'm the consumed. I'm not the consumer. I can't go eat the consumer. Then I'm all, it's like the comedian, little Kevin Hart. He says, hey, he says, you know, I'm not going to get in a fight that I know I can't win. He said, I'm not going to go over here. You telling me to go beat up somebody that's like 6'9", 270 pounds. He says, I'm going to ask you what you did wrong that you cannot do the next time to get you beat up. The gazelle's the same way. I'm not going over there to get eaten by the consumer, right? So which will you be, the lion or the gazelle? See, here's the disadvantage that the gazelle has. They can't change what they are. But you can. You can change what you are. You can change what you become, right? The truth is, when you think you can, then you can. When you think you can't, you're right. You can't. But here's where a lot of people mess up. When you think you can rest, you really can't rest. All right, when you think you've arrived, you really haven't. You need to keep running. You need to eat. You haven't eaten in 3 days. So you haven't arrived. There's always another level, right? There's always another destination. And this, I'm giving you guys mindset. Your mindset has to be, I haven't arrived yet. So you keep grinding. You think you've arrived, you haven't. You think you're tired? You can say, you know what, I'm not tired. Or you can say, well, you know what, if I think I'm tired, then you know what, crazy, I am tired. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. When you think you are, when you're good, you think you're good, I'm good. I don't need anything else, I'm good. Then you are. You're right there at that point in life that you've made a conscious decision to be good. And here's the reality. You can choose to live in any reality that you want to live in. You can live in the reality of the lion, or you can be the gazelle. You can either be the consumer or you can be the consumed. But at some point in time, you're going to get ambushed in life and you think you're good and you're really not good. Just like that gazelle's running, he's running and he's zigzagging. The gazelle knows not to run in a straight line. The gazelle is going to continually zigzag because he's like, hey, if I run in a straight line, that lion is gonna catch me faster. But if he's a big husky lion, she's a big husky lioness. If I zigzag, I'm smart. If I zigzag, then that means they're gonna get tired quicker. Just like in the military, they say you don't run in a straight line, zigzag. You know, people can't get a bead on you when you're running zigzagging all over the place. So that gazelle is zigzagging. But you can't zigzag with the lion. Smart. The lion is chasing you the whole time into some other lions and lionesses. So, you know, it's funny because you have to choose what you want to be in life. And you can make that choice because you can change, right? People give up every day because they settle for less than they can actually have, less than they really know that they can have in a lot of cases. Some people know that there's more out there for them, and they just get tired and they give up. People, something tragic happened in their life, and that they chose not to recover from, right? It's tragic. Your heart goes out, you know, to a person like that. But you know, it was my heart. I wanted to cry yesterday. You know, Pam and I were out, and we saw a man, you know, downtown Miami, sitting in the middle of the street. Just sitting in the middle of the street, had all of what he had left in life sitting beside him, and his head was down, tucked into his chest, much like on that teacup. He had chose to stop. He says, I'm done. I've had too many setbacks in life, and I can't recover from them. So he chose to give up. He chose to stop. And I wanted to cry because he was sitting there and cars were just going around him. And thank God, by the time we got there, you know, the police were pulling up to really see what was going on. So that's what happens sometimes in life. People just stop and they give up. And they don't know that there's more out there for them, because the tragic things that happen in their life sometimes overcome them. They can't get through them because at some point in their life, they didn't learn from the lessons that were being taught. And that's not me being unsympathetic or incompassionate, because you never know what a person goes through in life. But one thing that's constant is there are constant lessons being learned. So if you learn from the lesson, then you grow, because life doesn't stop because you stop. If you've fallen asleep behind the wheel, wake up. Go claim what belongs to you. But know there's always going to be some pain. You have three directions you can move in. You can move backwards. You can stand still, which definitely is a direction. Or you can move forward. There's pain in all three. I wish I could tell you that there was no pain in moving forward, but there's pain in all three. And so there's pain in all three locations. So what are you going to do? Are you going to choose to look back into the past and keep moving in the past and not ebbing and flowing and allowing the people that are a part of your past, the people that are below you, to constantly, continually pull you down into the muck and the mire? Are you gonna stay where you are right now, which is settling for mediocre, but just being okay? You know, just saying, this is my sweet spot. I don't want to move right from right here. I'm good. Things are good for a season. I don't want to keep trying anymore, because every time I try, something happens and more pain kicks in. And instead of embracing the pain and growing and learning from the pain, getting stronger from the pain, we decide to check out. And you know what? Let me tell you something. There's always going to be people in your life that are going to look to stroke you on the back. There's always going to be people in your life that are going to try to, you know, hey, it's okay. It's okay. You know, it happens to everybody. You know, it's okay. You know, they just always want to comfort you, but they never want to tell you the tough stuff. It's never good to do good, bad things to good people, but it's relevant and it's pertinent to do necessary things to good people, to give necessary information, to give necessary, you know, encouragement, to give necessary news to good people, people that you know are trying. And I say 1,000 times, sometimes that hurts a person's feelings when they don't understand that you're doing it to help them instead of hurt. They don't understand that you'd rather hurt their feelings for that moment as opposed to harming their future. See, those are the type of friends that I want in my life. I don't want the mamby-pamby friends that can't tell me, that feel they can't tell me when they feel, you know, something's not going right. The worst case scenario is I'm going to tell you that this is a part of my master plan, or this is what I'm trying to do for X, Y, and Z reasons. And you're not going to get mad at me because I said something, or and I'm not going to get mad at you because you said something. These are the friends that we want in our lives. These are the people that you need to have in your circle that are going to help you move forward. You know, I saw somebody post something the other day. They said, I can find 10, 15 people to go out with me and drink and have a good time, but I can't find one person to build an empire with me. I can't find one person to build a legacy with me. It's hard to find 2 people, 3 people that really want to buckle down and say, you know what, let's do something different, as opposed to being in a circle of just, let's go to the club and let's drink, let's get drunk, let's blow all of our money, let's stay in our sweet spot. You got to find the right people that are going to complete your circle, to get you in a circle of completion, as opposed to and getting you out of the circle of insanity. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. We go to sleep, we open our eyes, and we do the same exact thing. That's called the circle of insanity. If you assess your pain level today, and you assess the type of pain that you're in, and that pain level is that type of pain is anything except future and mild, then you have some adjustments to make. You have some work to do. That means you have to punch the clock and you need to start moving forward, because there is no such thing as a sweet spot. There is no such thing as painkillers. All painkillers do is subside the pain. You have to go through the pain to learn the lesson. You decide how mild the pain is, or how severe, or how moderate it is. It's up to you. Moving forward is the future, and the lessons learned and applied is how your pain becomes mild. Grinders, it's time that we wake up. It's time that we understand that we have the ability to bridge gaps through our life. Through our very own lives, we have the ability to bridge gaps. And we're never going to bridge other people's gaps until we learn the lessons ourselves. And then at that point, we can help others apply what we just learned. And sometimes it's not always verbal. Sometimes it's just you simply showing somebody the right thing to do through your life. And you most certainly cannot do that. You cannot do that by compromising who you are and who you were called to be. You can't compromise right and wrong. You can't say that this is right when you clearly know it's wrong. You can't make up your own rules for right and wrong. If it's causing another person to stumble and you're included in that equation, then it's wrong. So your question is, how can I live my life in such a manner that it will be a blessing to someone else? How can I live my life in such a manner that the light will shine so bright that somebody else will see it and they'll want to be a part? How can I build my business to such an extent that people will see me building my business with passion, commitment, and consistency, and they want to be a part? How? Ladies and gentlemen, the how is you building toward the future, living toward the future, and learning the lessons that you apply in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is up. Thank you for chiming into the grind this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I much appreciate you guys for listening to me this morning. You could have been doing anything in this world that you wanted to do, but you chose to chime in and listen to me this morning, and I don't take that lightly. I am completely honored, guys, and I always say definitely keep looking forward, keep moving forward, stay out of your sweet spot. There's absolutely nothing worth seeing behind you, ladies and gentlemen. Go out today and make the day a great day and tell somebody, I feel good, man.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah.
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel good, and I know it.
Come on.
Don't hate me if
meant for my life.